The city has two paid employees in the department, the fire marshal and emergency medical services coordinator. One of those two is selected to serve as head of the department. Under the new ordinance, that department head will supervise the volunteer chief, and along with the chief will jointly supervise the volunteer firefighters, EMTs, and rescue squad members. Petersburg's police chief, Jim Agner, lobbied for the change last month at a public safety advisory board meeting, voicing concern over unsubstantiated rumors about the conduct of some of the volunteers. But City Councilor John Jensen Monday opposed the change.
I still haven't had any of the allegations that led to this verified to me. I thought that the original procedure was working fine. I've talked to as much time as I could spare to go talk to individual firemen about this situation. I still came away with the old system was working fine.
The old system had the volunteer chief solely responsible for oversight of the volunteers. It gave the department head oversight of the two-person paid department and control of expenditures. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht pushed for the new system and said the ordinance establishes a clear chain of command.
Occasionally you have conflicts when it comes down to when you don't spell things out well, especially when it comes to money and budgets and, you know, what we have said what the council's approved and said you can spend versus what we actually spend. In my opinion, this makes this a little clearer. It doesn't take anything away from the fire department's ability to operate and run their operation, particularly tactically, but it gives the city a little more say and control over the administrative side of it.
The new chain of command was opposed by the current volunteer chief, Jared Cook, who told the council this month he plans to step down from the department at the end of the year. Longtime volunteer Doug Jenny announced his resignation from the department with a letter to the editor last week. He called the new chain of command a demotion for the volunteer chief. And Councillor John Jensen thought there could be more resignations.
There's a lot of hard feelings about this whole process, a lot of hard feelings. And maybe they're just regular, the line action guys that are, you know, that they aren't necessarily the officers. But you saw in last week's paper, we had one guy resign, and there's a couple other people that have been coming to meetings, and I think that might even increase with the passage of this, and that's some of the reasons I'm not going to support it. Thank you.
Jensen was the only council vote against the ordinance, and it passed in both second and third readings by a 5-1 vote. Jensen's brother and fellow councillor Mark was not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.